Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, October 27th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm going to be reading this week from the New Living Translation, and we are entering into a new subsection where we're thinking about the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. We're going to read a couple of passages first from the Old Testament to see that the Spirit is not something new. The Spirit of God has been empowering people in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. But we're going to learn throughout the stages of our progression who the Spirit is and what the Spirit does. So first, we're going to see that Samson is given strength by the Spirit. We're kind of reading a cliffhanger here in Judges chapter 14. So I encourage you to read the rest of the story in Judges 15 and 16 if you have time. The title of my Bible says Samson's Riddle. One day when Samson was in Timnah, one of the Philistine women caught his eye. When he returned home, he told his father and mother, "A young Philistine woman in Timnah caught my eye. I want to marry her. Get her for me." His father and mother objected. "Isn't there even one woman in our tribe or among all the Israelites you could marry?" they asked. "Why must you go to the pagan Philistines to find a wife?" But Samson told his father, "Get her for me. She looks good to me." His father and mother didn't realize the Lord was at work in this, creating an opportunity to work against the Philistines, who ruled over Israel at that time. As Samson and his parents were going down to Timnah, a young lion suddenly attacked Samson near the vineyards of Timnah. At that moment, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him, and he ripped the lion's jaw apart with his bare hands. He did it as easily as if he were a young goat. But he didn't tell his father or mother about it. When Samson arrived in Timnah, he talked with the woman and was very pleased with her. Later, when he returned to Timnah for the wedding, he turned off the path to look at the carcass of the lion. And he found that a swarm of bees had made some honey in the carcass. He scooped some of the honey into his hand and ate it along the way. He also gave some to his father and mother, and they ate it. But he didn't tell them he had taken the honey from the carcass of the lion. As his father was making final arrangements for the marriage, Samson threw a party at Timnah, as was the custom for elite young men. When the bride's parents saw him, they selected 30 young men from the town to be his companions. Samson said to them, "Let me tell you a riddle. If you solve my riddle during these 7 days of the celebration, I will give you 30 fine linen robes and 30 sets of festive clothing. But if you can't solve it, then you must give me 30 fine linen robes and 30 sets of festive clothing." "All right," they agreed. "Let's hear your riddle." So he said, "Out of the one who eats came something to eat. Out of the strong came something sweet." 3 days later, they were still trying to figure it out. On the fourth day, they said to Samson's wife, "Entice your husband to explain the riddle for us, or we will burn down your father's house with you in it. Did you invite us to this party just to make us poor?" So Samson's wife came to him in tears and said, "You don't love me. You hate me. You have given my people a riddle, but you haven't told me the answer." "I haven't even given the answer to my father or mother," he replied. "Why should I tell you?" So she cried whenever she was with him and kept it up for the rest of the celebration. At last, on the seventh day, he told her the answer because she was tormenting him with her nagging. Then she explained the riddle to the young men. So before sunset on the seventh day, the men of the town came to Samson with their answer. "What is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion?" Samson replied, If you hadn't plowed with my heifer, you wouldn't have solved my riddle. Then the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him. He went down to the town of Ashkelon, killed 30 men, took their belongings, and gave their clothing to the men who had solved his riddle. But Samson was furious about what had happened, and he went back home to live with his father and mother. So his wife was given in marriage to the man who had been Samson's best man at the wedding. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. That was a really odd story. I think one of the things that we recognize here is that the Spirit of God enabled Samson, who seemed to be so sinful. He wanted to marry a Philistine, and that was against the laws because they were idol worshipers. But God still uses Samson because he's going to deliver the Israelite people from the Philistines. So we see in Judges 14, 5 and 6 that he gives Samson the strength to defeat a lion. And then he gives him victory over some Philistines, these 30 people that he kills, in order to give clothing to the men who had solved the riddle. Have much to say about this one. I don't really know, other than just thinking about the Spirit being at work. In chapter 15, we see that the Spirit enables Samson to defeat the Philistines again, some thousand Philistines that he's able to defeat. And then if you know Samson's story, he is defeated by the Philistines because they learn the essence of his strength in his Nazarite vow, and they're able to cut his hair because of Delilah. Remember that story? Well, and then one last time, the Spirit enables him after the hair was cut. He strengthens him one last time to push down the pillars of the Philistine temple, which kills himself, but it also kills all of the Philistines who were in the temple. As we go about our day, we have to say, so what? I think that we're reminded that the Spirit of God can give us physical strength to enable us to do what we need to do for His kingdom to come, and that God is going to accomplish His divine purposes through supernatural empowerment. And so we pray, Lord, for two things. We pray that you would supernaturally empower us to bring your kingdom here on earth, but also we pray for purity of heart, that our strength in the Spirit would be paired with the fruit of the Spirit, that you would give us love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness. And on this Resurrection Sunday, we're reminded of the one in whom we see justice and peace meet. The one in whom we see your strength and your power and your spiritual fruit, and that is Jesus our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.